The author Alexander McCall Smith described it as a momentous, important, significant event for all lovers, admirers, devotees, aficionados of words. I anticipate, he said, being overcome, overwhelmed, absorbed by this book. This book is a new thesaurus, launched in October. The Historical Thesaurus of the English Dictionary will contain nearly 800,000 meanings, and it'll be twice the size of Roger. We'll be looking at the market in etymological reference books in a moment. But first I spoke to Professor Christian Kay, who started out on the project as a research assistant in 1969. She was 27. I asked her, why did it take so long?
There's various reasons for that. The first one is just that you need a lot of people. If you have a lot of people, then you need a lot of money. And there's always been a problem over raising funding for the project. There was also technology, although it's been very advantageous to have computers. Every time something new happens to the technology, that entails work in adapting to new systems.
Was this a labour of love, or was it purely an academic exercise?
No, I think it became a labour of love for those of us who were on it for a long time. I mean, the four of us who edited it, two of them were on from day one and the other two from not much later. So it became a labour of love, but it also became, I suppose you might call it, a labour of determination that we were going to get this finished before we were all retired or dead.
So what's different about this thesaurus from any other available?
Well, first of all, it's much bigger. Secondly, it contains the historical information. And it goes right back to Old English. So there's no other thesaurus which gives you all that information in that particular format.
Have you got any examples of a word that we recognise now in modern British usage that you can go back and show the changes?
It's not so much showing the changes in the individual word, but showing the changes in the words used to express a concept. So a lot of our modern vocabulary, the basic vocabulary, goes right back to Old English. So a word like mother and father, for instance, you can trace right back. But a modern word like, say, you know, sibling for a brother or sister, that's quite a recent concept to have a single word for the two. So there's an interesting section on family relationships where you can see how the vocabulary shows how the actual relationships have changed.
Segment 1. The author Alexander McCall Smith described it as a momentous, important, significant event for all lovers, admirers, devotees, aficionados of words. I anticipate, he said, being overcome, overwhelmed, absorbed by this book. This book is a new thesaurus, launched in October. The Historical Thesaurus of the English Dictionary will contain nearly 800,000 meanings, and it'll be twice the size of Roger. We'll be looking at the market in etymological reference books in a moment, but first I spoke to Professor Christian Kay, who started out on the project as a research assistant in 1969. She was 27. I asked her, why did it take so long?
Segment 2.
There's various reasons for that. The first one is just that you need a lot of people. If you have a lot of people, then you need a lot of money. And there's always been a problem over raising funding for the project. There was also technology, although it's been very advantageous to have computers. Every time something new happens to the technology, that entails work in adapting to new systems.
Was this a labour of love, or was it purely an academic exercise?
No, I think it became a labour of love for those of us who were on it for a long time. I mean, the four of us who edited it, two of them were on from day one and the other two from not much later.
Segment 3.
So it became a labour of love, but it also became, I suppose you might call it, a labour of determination that we were going to get this finished before we were all retired or dead.
So what's different about this thesaurus from any other available?
Well, first of all, it's much bigger. Secondly, it contains the historical information, and it goes right back to Old English. So there's no other thesaurus which gives you all that information in that particular format.
Have you got any examples of a word that we recognise now in modern British usage that you can go back and show the changes?
Segment 4.
It's not so much showing the changes in the individual word, but showing the changes in the words used to express a concept. So a lot of our modern vocabulary, the basic vocabulary, goes right back to Old English. So a word like mother and father, for instance, you can trace right back. But a modern word like, say, you know, sibling for a brother or sister, that's quite a recent concept to have a single word for the two. So there's an interesting section on family relationships where you can see how the vocabulary shows how the actual relationships have changed.